Okay, here's the deal. Over the years, I've found it to be a good practice that when Hollywood remakes a classic film, it's not a good idea to see the original first. Inevitably, you're going to end up disappointed. The Wicker Man isn't a perfect movie by far, but I feel that if I hadn't seen the original recently, I wouldn't have been so hard on it. Unfortunately, I did see the original recently, and I spent most of the film internally criticizing things that were changed, often not for the better. At times, the film does work, but too often it falters. With overused flashbacks and dream sequences, the movie buckles under its own weight. There are also some moments that are so unintentionally funny that I wish they'd bring back Mystery Science Theater to give this movie a good ribbing. The Wicker Man gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.